This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Katie Joanna Sanchez. Date of birth, October the 11th, 1991. Case ID number is 894-1672. Date of exam, March the 5th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination, yes. Medical records from Dr. Amitza Mekri, dated 11/10/23, and from Dr. William Restrepo, dated 1/16/2023. Identifying information, this is a 32-year-old separated female with one child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of left eye blindness, comma, chronic kidney disease, stage 5, comma, and classical Bartter syndrome. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment day was in 2013, where she was part of a cleaning crew at McDonald's for 2 months. During that time that she worked 4 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. The claimant lives with her provider in a house and has never been on disability benefits in her life. Allegations, number one, left eye blindness. Number two, chronic kidney disease, stage 5, and number 3, Bartter syndrome, classical form. History of allegations, number 1, left eye blindness. The claimant states that in 1995, she was diagnosed with poor eye vision, especially of the left eye. She denies being nearsighted, comma, having glaucoma, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, hypertension, comma, or trauma. The claimant has problems mostly with the left eye, but does have problems with both, and she does wear glasses. She states her night vision is fair, and her peripheral vision is good. The claimant states that she was diagnosed with a left retinal detachment of her eye, Snellen vision at this visit was, OD uncorrected is 20/70, pinhole is 20/70, corrected is 20/70, OS uncorrected, the claimant is able to count fingers at 2 feet. Corrected, the claimant is still able to count fingers at 2 feet. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70, and binocular corrected is 20/70. Allegation number 2, chronic kidney disease, stage 5. The claimant states that she has had chronic kidney failure, stage 5, for some time now. Her last glomerular filtration rate was 12.53, which is low, and her potassium was 2.7. Creatinine was above 3.7. At the present time, the claimant has a potassium of 2.8, an anion gap of 18, which is high, a BUN of 39, which is very high, a creatinine of 4.5, and a BUN-creatinine ratio of 8.7. She also has a very elevated elevated calcium level. I'm sorry, a very low calcium level of 5.6, which is critical. The claimant has been notified of these findings and told to take her medication and follow up as soon as possible with her physician. The claimant has not been on dialysis. However, her physician has recommended that she be placed on a kidney transplant list. But because of her insurance, it has not been done yet. She suffers from cramping of her calves and her hands and has joint pain as well. The claimant also suffers from Barter syndrome, the classical form, which has affected her renal function. Barter syndrome is a defect in the thick part of Henle's loop, causing a decreased potassium, increased blood pH, and sometimes a low blood pressure. They have symptoms of polydipsia, polyuria, and dehydration. The claimant states that she always feels like drinking lots of water. The claimant is presently in kidney failure, and she does have a growth retardation at this time, and also a mild mental retardation with a slightly low IQ. Allegation number three, Barter syndrome. The claimant, as noted earlier, does have renal failure. The claimant has a classical Barter syndrome diagnosis with failure to thrive and lethargy. She has to be monitored closely for her potassium, magnesium, and calcium levels, as well as her increased blood pH levels. As noted earlier, she is going to be placed on a kidney transplant list. She today went for blood test, and her potassium was very low at 2.8. Her BUN was 39. Creatinine was 4.5, which is very high. And her calcium was low at 5.6. She is presently just taking potassium chloride tablets, 10 mL equivalents, one tablet BID. She was also given calcium tablets, but the pharmacy has not given her the calcium tablets. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk one block, stand for 15 minutes, climb one flight of stairs with the rail, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. Ann Ostension. She is presently on no medications for pain, and she does occasionally walk to the store to get some exercise. Her daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store with her provider, cooking, doing the laundry, and helping with light housework. Family history. The father is 59 and has hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and hypercholesterolemia. The mother is 57 and in good health. Medications, potassium chloride, 10 mL equivalents, BID. Medical problems, stage 5 chronic kidney disease, hypokalemia, history of Barter syndrome, hypocalcemia, history of left pyelonephritis, September 22, 2011. History of mitral regurgitation, obesity, abdominal surgery, consisting of a C-section times one. The claimant also has decreased growth according to her height and weight, and a mild decrease of mental IQ. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. She denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit. Weight 180 pounds. Height 55 and a half inches tall, which results in 4 feet, 7 and a half inches. BP 110 over 67 mmHg. Heart rate 82 beats per minute. Respiration 12 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation 99%. BMI 42. General. This is a ...32-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian with a borderline low IQ who presented to my office for a disability examination with her provider, H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head, no scleroderis was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The claimant does have a abnormal left deformed pupil with a displacement to the upper quadrant. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal for the right side and mildly abnormal for the left. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, other lesions were noted. The claimant does have poor dentition with missing teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were not equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal for the left eye. Confrontational visual fields were also grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD, uncorrected is 20 over 70. Pinhole is 20 over 70. Corrected is 20 over 70. OS uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 2 feet. OS corrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 2 feet. Binocular uncorrected is 20 over 70, and binocular corrected is 20 over 70. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, but mildly distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organomegaly or mass was appreciated on evaluation. However, the claimant is morbidly obese. Could you drop down to extremities? No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. no ulcers or veins were noted. However, the claimant does have generalized edema bilaterally. Calves were non-tender. The Coleman sign was negative. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was appropriate for the time. She did have clear thought process and her memory was normal. The claimant does have a mild decreased borderline IQ. Concentration was fair and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romber sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. There was mild joint swelling around the legs, but no erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on her own, but with difficulty. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels or toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. She requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological. Grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +2. Sensory exam was normal to light touch, pin prick, and position sense was normal. There is evidence of muscle wasting and but no muscle spasms. Her muscles appear to be flaccid and not firm. Muscle strength was +4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Comprehensive metabolic panel. Potassium 2.8, low. Anion gap, 18 millimoles per liter, high. BUN, 39 milligrams /DL, high. Creatinine, 4.5 milligrams /DL, high. Calcium, 5.6 milligrams /DL, low. E. Glomerular filtration rate, 13 milliliters /minute /1.73 meters square, which is low. Hemoglobin, 11.80 grams per DL, borderline low. Hematocrit, 35.50%, borderline low. Neutrophils, 73.7%, slightly high. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of Bartter syndrome, consisting of electrolyte imbalance with low potassium, calcium, and probable magnesium levels. The claimant is also borderline anemic and does have signs of stage 5 renal failure, according to her labs. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows some muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields, but does have limitations in her visual acuity, especially for the left eye. She is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations and does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to Bartter syndrome, comma, stage 5 renal failure, confirmed with labs, comma. And electrolyte imbalance. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Katie Joanna Sanchez.